B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The man I know we all miss him. We wish they would call him. The Sixers NBA Finals games right now are coming up. Mr. Mark Zumoff, how are you today?
One of my two favorite Sixer outsiders.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How are you today? And how, first of all, before we get to the specifics, how are you holding up through this whole situation? You and your family, is everybody safe?
You know, I appreciate you asking. We are all safe. I'm thankful for what I have, and I try to count my blessings. And I'm hoping that the NBA does come back in some form or fashion this coming summer. I don't have any insight. Nobody really does, other than what the NBA actually announced, and that they were in talks with Disney World in Orlando to have something as to what form or fashion that takes, and all the logistics and the health concerns. I just hope that everything works out okay and we can get back to some semblance of business. But in the meantime, you're right. We got something that happened 37 years ago. We're going to start replaying it tonight.
Yeah, so there's a little wrinkle. You spoke to some important people that were a part of these games. Could you give the people a little insight in the guys that you spoke to and a preview of what you may have spoke to them about?
Sure. So we spoke with Billy Cunningham, who was the coach, Julius Erving, Earl Cureton, Clint Richardson, Bobby Jones, and they will be sprinkled throughout the game, whether during a commercial break or at halftime or what have you. And the vibe was simply that team and what it was like for one glorious year. This is a team that in 1983, first of all, during the regular season, just dominated the NBA.
Yeah,
they were the Golden State Warriors of a few years ago. They were the New York Yankees of, I don't know, pick your year, in the 50s or 60s. They clearly dominated. There was nobody close to them. And then before the playoff series, the late, great Moses Malone, who was he was witty to the point where all he had to do was say, "Faux, faux, faux," meaning when they asked him, "What do you predict the Sixers will do in the playoffs?" All he did was say, "Faux, faux, faux," meaning we're going to have three best-of-seven series, and we're going to sweep each one, and they nearly did. They had to go five against the Bucks in the conference finals, and that was after leading that series 3-0.
That is so impressive. And, you know, obviously young fans don't know. They'll be able to watch this for the first time. But there, if you go back and you just study a little bit, this 83 was a big exhale because they had been close so many times during that Doc era. And then to finally do it in such a dominant fashion in 83 just added that much more to it, correct?
Oh, absolutely. So Doc's first year with the Sixers was the first year after the merger with the Old American Basketball Association. And that was 77. They were up 2-0 against Portland and lost. They finally got back in 80 against the Lakers and lost. And then the season before in 82, and they lost to the Lakers as well. And obviously the addition of Moses Malone that summer was one of the keys to making all that work. And I'll tell you what you mentioned, some young kids are going to be hopefully tuning in to see what it was all about.
Yeah.
They're going to see a totally different game than what's played today. By that, I mean specifically the three-point shot. Now, they had the three-point shot that year. In fact, it was the fourth year that they had the three-point shot. They adopted it in 79-80, but nobody was taking threes. The coaches then, the analytics didn't exist to show you that it was worth taking the three-point shot and the value of it. So you're going to see a lot of the action, Tyrone, literally within 18 to 20 feet of the basket. Everybody's going to be like all crowded in.
Right.
And it's going to look really strange compared to, you know, the pace and space game that they play today.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
You know, I think that's important for people to see how it evolves. I'm glad you guys are doing this. Now, relating it to this current Sixers team, right? With the bully ball and things like that, we don't know how this season's going to play out. Let's hope they resume and everything. How would do you think the Sixers and Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid and Horford and Tobias, this particular crew, would have fared playing that 1983 style?
That is an interesting question. Well, they certainly had the guy to look to inside in Joel.
Yeah.
So much the way the Sixers spent time looking at Moses, or you'll see the Lakers going to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar whenever possible. I think they would have been okay. They certainly had, I mean, when you consider Ben Simmons, I mean, I think he's the closest thing in our era to Magic Johnson that we have seen. And obviously, Magic was able to thrive in that era. So I think they would have done okay. The big thing that I'm thinking about now is how they're going to deal in this era and how they're going to deal once things resume. That's up right now for speculation. And a lot of that's going to be determined by whatever format they play or whatever schedule they play. I think we'll be able to take a look at that and say, okay, they're going to match up against this team. They might play this team in the first round or whatever team in the second round. And I think once that's revealed, we'll be able to more accurately determine how we think this thing will go for the Sixers.
No, absolutely. And I want to ask you the follow-up on that. There are a lot of fans that were disappointed with their body of work in the regular season, but there's also another segment of fans that think that with their size and their ability to play defense when they want to and before the home court advantage, that they would be built for the playoffs. Basically, win at home, steal one, you can win the series type of situation. Did you buy into the possibility that this team was better built for the playoffs than they were the regular season?
Well, I think that was the notion, Tyrone, that was espoused by Sixer management, starting with Elton Brand and trickling down, that this team was a team that would have been more rugged, mm-hmm. more blue-collar, able to exist better in the half court with the way it was built. And I think that they were standing on that and hoping that the regular season was just going to be one long 82-game dress rehearsal, and it would bear out in the playoffs. So it remains to be seen. Of course, you know, all bets are off with this whole new format, whatever it is that they decide to do. I'm not sure what that's going to dictate in terms of style of play, because guys will have been off for like 2 or 3 months, and I don't even know what the vibe is going to be, if that makes any sense. So it's a little bit of the wild, wild west, I think. Fortunately, the Sixers should have a healthy Ben Simmons, which, as you recall, he wasn't playing because of his back problems when this all ended on March 11th. So he'll obviously make a difference. But it's a great question. And I think there's some variables first that need to be answered before you can start to postulate on it.
Well, I have some news for you that just came out from Adam Silver since we've been on the phone. The league board of governors is informing everyone that July 31st is the target date for the return of the season.
That's great news. So I think what will happen is, and again, this is just me formulating from what I've read, is that they'll give the players some time to filter in. There might be some quarantining, and then there'll be an extended training camp. And then, I don't know. Are they going to take all of July and stay in, or most of July and stay in Camden, and then just go down and, a few days beforehand, start the season? Will they go down there and re-quarantine? Will that be the start of the quarantine period? I mean, I have no idea. There are just so many unanswerable questions. But just the fact that the NBA has now officially announced and taken another step toward trying to secure the rest of the season, I think is an overwhelming positive.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time. So game one tonight, game two Saturday, and then games 3 and 4 on Sunday, all on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And your interviews will be dispersed throughout all four games, correct?
That's right. That's right. So 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock Saturday, 4:30 Sunday, and then 7 o'clock. So games 3 and 4 will be on Sunday at 4:30 and 7. Hey, thanks so much for having me on. And by the way, the discussion you've been having so far, a much needed one that we should, as a society, continue to carry on in some form or fashion, whether it's over the radio or in small groups, every day for the rest of our lives.
Thank you so much, Mark. That truly means a lot to me. You have a good weekend and stay safe.
You got it, my man. You too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.